This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The woman who's come to be known as Latin America's Hillary Clinton swept past 13 other challengers to win yesterday's presidential election in Argentina. First Lady Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner replaces her husband, President Néstor Kirchner. Argentina's first democratically elected woman president promised to extend the economic revival her husband helped engineer following that country's collapse in 2001. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It is a highly unusual transfer of power between democratically elected spouses, and the party atmosphere reflected it.
Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner!
60 years after another famous political wife, Evita Perón, helped win women the right to vote in Argentina, a woman will occupy the country's presidential palace, or Pink House. Thanking the nation last night for her wide margin of victory, she held a lead of some 20 points over her nearest rival. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner said she had an immense responsibility because of her gender and expressed special gratitude to the women of Argentina.
Gracias. Y permítanme precisamente dirigirme a mis hermanas de género.
Allow me to address my sisters, women who may have had to take charge of their households alone. To the women workers in the factories, students in the universities, the business women. We have aptitudes which are not different or better, but special, she said. Being able to be citizens in the private and public world. Néstor Kirchner stood off to his wife's side looking happy and relieved. He had hand-picked her to be the Peronist Party candidate for president to replace him in a gamble that paid off. Argentina's power couple got the biggest applause of the night when she thanked him, calling him her life's companion.
El hombre que hoy me acompaña.
Argentina's economically beleaguered make up the bulwark of Cristina Kirchner's support. Ileana Teresa Zayas stepped from the school where she'd voted to say she first lost her job as a secretary at a failed textile factory, then lost her apartment, then her mental health in the economic crisis that overtook Argentina 6 years ago. She said her slide from middle class into poverty was cushioned by Senator Cristina Kirchner and her support of subsidies for those hardest hit. Not all politicians give you something, she says. Cristina at least gave us something so that we could subsist, and I'm grateful. But nor is Ileana without criticisms of the Peronist Party of the Kirchners and its long grip on power. Yes, I'm worried about the concentration of power. That's the way politics is in Latin America. Monopolistic, she says. Peronists are that way. They manipulate people. They're demagogues, but we make the best of it, she says. Back at Cristina's victory celebration, Hector Rosario Ponce says the president-elect has demonstrated her ability in years of defending human rights and improving social conditions. Cristina Kirchner's election was proof, he said, that women are every bit as able in the corridors of power. We're equal, he says. I don't see any difference. Women are more intuitive than us. They have another sensibility, he says. Argentina's first lady officially succeeds her husband as president at an inauguration planned for December 10th. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Buenos Aires.